What's up, world? It is the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Capper, Pop DiBiase. It's Saturday night, and and I'm feeling all right, man. I'm a loss of words, man. It's been a really, really good day when it comes to the NBA and everything, but we'll get to that in a minute, though. But pretty much, man, I hope everybody's been having a great week. I hope everything is in place for you. I hope everything has worked out for you because, you know, if you're a client, you were able to luck up today and get some dogs in there. You know what I mean? Even though we didn't have the Magic winning the game, I had them covering. So, you know, it works out. And then Brooklyn wins earlier. But we're going to get more into this in a moment. I want to go ahead and I want to give baseball some a good look today because baseball is going pretty well for us right now. I had to put out a power six the other night for listeners, but we missed that by a little bit. But today we got a pick six rolling, and it's looking pretty good. We were able to get the Blue Jays to win earlier. The Giants were able to cover the 1.5. The Marlins absolutely crushed the Phillies today, and really, that was really like throwing the water in the river and hoping that the rock would skip because, boy, oh boy, the Marlins have been absolutely awful. But today they stepped it up. They had 7 runs before we even got to the 5th inning. You know, they got some home runs today. They got some timely hitting. And, you know, it's going to be a long season. They're not going to be really good. But, you know, there's going to be days like that where you just can't bet against them. And, you know, I know that a lot of people backed Philly with the run line today, the -1.5. So, you know how it goes. Situations work out the way that they do. I'm over here watching the Clipper-Warriors game. I said Lakers. Yeah, because they're looking a lot like the Lakers now. So they're up 17 for all you Warriors backers right now and everything who are listening to the show live. If you're unable to be right next to the right next to your phone looking at the game and everything. Everybody always likes to ask me to score, so it's 96-79, Warriors over the Clippers. Looks like you might be able to get that cover today, but the back door looks like it's very likely in this spot as well, too. So keep your eyes open on that as well, too. But the Warriors shouldn't have any issues winning this game right now. They look very good today. So let's talk a little baseball for tomorrow. Sunday afternoon, the matinee games. A lot of these games start early. I do like the Red Sox tomorrow. I know the Red Sox will have to bounce back tomorrow. They've been struggling to start the season, but they're playing against another team that's been struggling pretty bad to start the season as well, too. Even though they did beat them today 9-5, the Orioles haven't been really good this year, but they're 5-9. And the Red Sox started off on the road, so there's not much you can do about that. You know, they're the World Series champs, and everybody's playing up to that. So you just deal with it, and you move on from there. 98-79, the Warriors went ahead and turned on the ignition, so there you go. But not too late. But we got David Price pitching tomorrow. He absolutely got rocked in his last game. He has a ERA of 6, but it's early in the season. He 13 strikeouts, 3 bases on balls, but it was a difficult game for him last time out. But he's getting to play at the friendly confines of Fenway. So I do think that Boston will take care of their business. They pretty much start off the day at 10:05 Pacific time. Actually, I was looking at the Monday game. They start at 8 o'clock. Nobody even asked me about that one, dude. Seriously. That's a makeup game, and that's a game that you can just go without. Seriously, guys. Seriously. Then we move on. We got Rays, Blue Jays. Another AL East matchup. It should be good. It should be real good. We got 2 really good pitchers going at it tomorrow with Charlie Morton and Marcus Stroman. Stroman's 0-2, but he's pitched well this year. Charlie Morton's 2-0. He's pitching well. He's really, really been able to be a above average pitcher since he was able to lock it up with the Astros, and he's doing well here in Tampa Bay, who's providing probably the best pitching in the league at this point. But it's only been 2 weeks into the season. You can't crown these teams the best of the best. It's really early in the season. They haven't ran into their 10-game losing streak yet. So, you know, just take it one game at a time. But I do think tomorrow this game will go under for you. You're probably going to get an 8 here. I can't see the line as of yet because They're still playing around with them a little bit, but let me go ahead and check this out real quick. I have 8, and so I'm looking at the under there, and then go ahead and buy the hook for that as well, too. Just save yourself. Game finishes up 5-3. You'll be mad that you got the push because you sat there for 9 innings playing that under. And if you get the hook, then you got it. But it is the gift and the curse. Just know that. So if you playing over, make sure that you get the flat line, flat number. But if you playing under, like I always say, buy the hook if it's not there yet. All right. So there it is. Under 8.5. Blue Jays, Rays, Sky Dome. I know it's not called Sky Dome anymore, but I'm going to keep calling it Sky Dome. Then we got the Tigers and the Twins. This is a series I haven't really looked at like all week, really, all weekend, because it's just really kind of irrelevant, but it is a NL Central matchup early in the season. And I do think that here you got Jordan Zimmermann pitching, and he's going to be an absolute stud tomorrow as usual, and they're giving you plus 170 on the Tigers tomorrow. There goes my dog of the day right there. I even write the article later on tonight just to go ahead and confirm that the Tigers should be the team that you're rolling with if you want to get some dog money tomorrow, and that's going to be the plus 170 with the Tigers tomorrow. We got Jordan Zimmermann on the mound. He can be trusted. I know Berrios is a good pitcher, but I really like Zimmermann. Zimmermann should be able to do the job, get us to where we need to be, and there it is. Plus 170 Tigers. There it is. Hey, have some fun to play alternate run line of minus 1.5 on that. Get your plus 280 back on that deal. I think they win the game by 2 or more runs. There it goes. I'm being bold here. So let's get it, Tigers. Plus 170 Tigers. All right. Now we got some. We got a game here that is. It's an interleague game. It's the Angels and the Cubs. You got Cahill and Chatwood going at it. This one right here, I'm going to go ahead and take the Cubs money line. I know it's a little chalky at minus 140, but minus 140 in baseball is good. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Cubs tomorrow. I think the Cubs do go ahead and win the series because I don't think they completed the sweep. I think the Angels did win today. So they should win the series tomorrow, get the 2 out of 3. I like the Cubs. I like them a lot. Let's go ahead and circle the Cubs at minus 140. Chatwood, get us on, brother. That's all I can say is just get us on. That's all you need to do. Win the game by a run. Win the game by 10. I don't care. Just win the game. There it is. Cubs. Then we got the Brewers. Dodgers. I've tried my hardest to stay away from this one, but I love the over here. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon game. It's going to be kind of hot at the stadium tomorrow, so the ball should be jumping. So I'm going to go ahead and take the over 9 here in this spot with the Brewers and the Dodgers. Let's go ahead and get it, man. Over 9, Brewers, Dodgers. There it is for Sunday. And then last but not least, we're going to end the day with the night game. And so the night game is going to be between the Mets and the Cubs. And then you got Julio Teheran going against Jacob DeGrom in the Big A. And, you know, it's DeGrom day. So DeGrom is getting minus 150 as the favorite pitching. So you look at it and you say, wow, they are giving you some value on DeGrom, knowing how dominant of a pitcher he is, getting minus 150. But there's a trap there. So I would say don't fall for the trap. I would say go ahead and play the plus 1.5 on the Braves. Save yourself. There you go. Plus 1.5 on the Braves to just say, okay, they lose 4-3. Something of that nature. 1-0, 2-1, whatever. They minus 130, and you say, why would you do that, popping that dog at home? And like you say, you love the home dog. I don't know, play a little bit of insurance. Minus 130 is some good insurance to me. I say that it's okay. It's the end of the night. You go ahead and get it. Plus 1.5, minus 130 on the Braves. So that's where we're going with this one right here. And let me go ahead and give you a rundown of everything I just went over once again. So you know, I'm a man of my word. I'm sticking by it, okay? I'm going to go ahead and take the Red Sox tomorrow with the 1.5. That's a minus 145. Then we're going to go ahead and take the under 8 here with the Jays and the Rays. Yeah, I know I know I'm not giving out any info on that Nats game, but you know Max Scherzer, baby. You know where that got to go. Dog of the day with Detroit. Then what I feel is like should be the lock it down for us, but chalky, is the Cubs. Even though they've been struggling, I think they bounce back, though. I really do. The over 9 with the Dodgers and the Brewers, and then we end the night with the +1.5 with the Braves. And this will go ahead and equate to us a pick 6 parlay. But single what you like as well, too. Single the whole thing and play the parlay as the bonus with 49-1 pick 6. There you go. So that means you put $20 on it, you'll go ahead and get yourself back $980. Pretty much when they put the $20 on top of it, it's a rack if we can hit it, okay? So there it is. You know, never be scared to put it on the line, but just small risk, big reward in that situation. But you can put $100 on it, you know, have some fun. $100 on it makes it $4,900. So we do what we got to do. So I like it. I hope that you guys like it as well, too. It's not as big as the one that I gave out to clients today. That's has the possibility of hitting if we can get some games going right now. I think that the Rangers game was getting held up a little bit, but the Astros, no, it was the Rangers game, I think. And Rangers A's, did they even finish it? I think that they went ahead and just called it a day because it was raining really hard in the Dallas area today. So I understand that part. So it would be shrunk down to a 5. So we'll see how we'll see where it goes. But real quick, this show is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Use the promo code 12 Allen Sports Radio so you guys can go ahead and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000. Once again, this is the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Capper, Pop DiBiase, and this show is brought to you by mybookie.ag. And once again, use that promo code 12 Allen Sports Radio and go ahead and get yourself that deposit bonus up to $1,000. We will be right back. I'm going to go ahead and pay some bills real quick, and I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Hey, it's Cody Jansen, play-by-play announcer for the Edmonton Warriors. 12 Ounce Sports Radio is your home for Edmonton Warriors lacrosse all season long. Join us for live broadcasts in the Rocky Mountain Lacrosse League as the senior Warriors make that drive for the President's Cup. Edmonton Warriors lacrosse only on 12 Ounce Sports Radio.
Daily fantasy sports have taken the world by storm, and Thrive Fantasy is a whole new twist. You make prop bets on only the top players in each game. No more sifting through the 12th man of a basketball roster. Then you just sit back and enjoy the action. 12 Ounce Sports Radio and Thrive Fantasy have now partnered to offer our listeners free house money to play with. Just use the promo code 12OZSports. That's 12OZSports, all caps, during your next deposit to receive the bonus. That's Thrive Fantasy and the promo code 12OZSports. Now go win.
Business owners and leaders, this is Chris America with an exciting message for you. Right now, just like you are, 50% of Americans are listening to live streaming internet radio, with that number growing every single year. We're excited to announce that 12 Ounce Sports Radio is also growing with that. With that said, we'd like you to come in at an opportune time to advertise your business on our station at a competitive rate. We have live daily shows streaming across all over America and the entire world, reaching out to the audience and connecting with them the way that your business needs to. If you're interested, go ahead and contact us by going to 12OunceSportsRadio.com. That's 12OZSportsRadio. Go to the contact us page and go ahead and send out your information to us. We're excited to get right back to you and get your business rolling on 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Hope you have a great day.
Did you know 12 Ounce Sports Radio has a new sponsor in partnership with MyStream? That's right. Go to 12OZSports.mystream and check out the services.
And we are back. This is the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Kappa. All right. Well, I'm going to be bringing in Cody Jansen in about 9 minutes. He's going to come in here and talk some hockey with us, but let's just go ahead and shoot the breeze real quick about the latest news in the NBA before we get into the NHL playoffs and into the NBA playoffs. But it's funny, today it looks that Patrick Ewing has been selected as the representative for the New York Knicks for the lottery. And the writing must be on the wall that the New York Knicks will probably be receiving the number one pick in the draft. Or they'll figure out a way to where they can get the number one pick to get Zion Williamson. I would think that what will happen is what usually happens when players are about to get drafted. There's going to be some things that NBA teams are going to throw out there that they may not like when it comes to the lottery. We all have to understand that these guys are predetermined to where they need to go. And New York is a big, big piece to what's going on. And the Knicks need this. They need a Zion Williamson so they can keep packing the seats, even though they don't have trouble getting people to the mecca of all basketball, which is the Madison Square Garden. Hopefully, I'll see you again on June 1st, Joshua Miller, you know, Big Baby. Big Baby might get the upset, too. Don't sleep. I know Joshua is my guy, but at the end of the day, though, Big Baby is from Brooklyn, and, you know, he remind me of Riddick. You know what I mean? Riddick was nasty like that, too. He didn't care either. So, I'm just saying, we got some big things brewing here. And I really do think that the way that we're going with the NBA is that the whole one-and-done situation has to end. The NBA has to step in and say, okay, if you're going to come from high school, great. But if you decide to go to college, you owe them two seasons. You can skip out in your junior year and everything like that, whatever. But, hey, you might need to be redshirted. You might not be better than the next guy. Then this gives the college coaches a better chance to really, really coach their teams. And then the bigger teams, the bigger conferences will thrive from this. Because then they know that they don't have to recruit this guy that's already headed to the NBA. It's only going to be three or four of them. Okay, maybe one each year once they switch the rule out. And say a player doesn't get drafted, will he have the opportunity to still go back to college? No. You let him go play in the G League or he figures out how he's going to get himself into the NBA. That's my thing. Don't babysit him. There's a reason why the NBA didn't draft him. And, well, they say, well, that wouldn't be fair. Life ain't fair. So you just got to deal with it the way that it is. But that's my two cents on the draft. I just feel like Ja Morant is the better player. Zion Williamson is the better product. But the better player for the long term would be Ja Morant. And I feel like Cam Reddish might have a better NBA career than both of the guys that he's playing with, because I don't see the same NBA careers that most see for these guys. I see these guys being above average at best, because the NBA is tough right now. They got some really, really good players in the NBA right now that are well beyond their years. After seeing Duke lose to Michigan State, you felt like, damn, they need some more coaches. They need to figure out how to be team players. They need to figure out how to move the ball a little bit crisper and not think about just me, me, me. Let's get the team involved. And this is why they failed against Michigan State. We had way too many ISOs and way too much me time going on between Barrett and Williamson. And then Reddish's focus wasn't all the way there. And Trey Jones made the great decision of returning back to college. I know his brother told him, that's the best idea for you, because I made a mistake running to the NBA to be with Jahlil, Justice, and all the other guys that were freshmen that moved on to the NBA from Duke, who are all now kind of complacent in the NBA as we speak. Justice Winslow, people just don't know anymore. He had a great rookie season, but they don't know where to go to next after this. And then we all know what happened with Jahlil Okafor. He literally did not want to be on the Sixers and literally refused to play for him in the 2-3 years that he was there. And then he goes to Brooklyn and he has to become a second chance player. Then he doesn't even get his just due when he becomes a free agent. Him and Jabari Parker are two players that were hyped to be all-stars, to be on the Olympic team. These guys haven't done anything since they got to the NBA in reality. So you guys have to understand, Duke guys have to be a little bit more seasoned when they get to the NBA. If you choose Duke, you need to stay two seasons. It doesn't matter. Luau Deng, as great as he was at Duke, he stayed there 2 years. As great as Jay Will was, he stayed there till he was a junior. Jay Will could have came out of high school, out of Jersey. So you guys have to understand, when you play for Coach K, you got to let him coach you. And then you guys can win that national championship. That national championship was never going to happen because they didn't have... See, the group, Jahlil, Justice, they were unselfish. And then they had players that knew how to key in when it was time to key in. Support players. But with this group, they had a bunch of guys who just spectated. Yeah, they were good, but they weren't the type of players that Coach K recruits for his bench. He recruits guys that are supposed to be starting. And I see that this season in Duke. So that's why I said you can judge him how you want to. But I really do feel like the guys coming from the smaller schools are going to have more impact in the NBA coming in to next season. Zion will probably, it's all about spots and fits. And Zion has to land in New York because New York will give him all the excuses that he needs. And everybody's like, you don't get it yet, but I'm telling you, New York's going to protect this kid the first 2 years he's in the league. Then they'll question him. But they just need a phenom. The Knicks have been begging for that the last 25 years. Is a phenom. That's exactly what Pat Ewing needed. But the Knicks were a successful team when he was there. So they were able to acquire free agents over time. They 1 year they had a great pool of free agents and trades that they made to beat the Bulls, period. And yeah, they beat a Jordan-less Bulls, and they should have won the world championship, but we all know what happened there. John Starks shot him out the game. So all we do is we just go from there, and we try to make sure that we keep our eyes on the ball. Where is Ja Morant going? Because wherever he's going, that team is getting 10 more wins next season. And the Knicks need Zion so then they can go ahead and entice these free agents. From what we're hearing now, KD is pretty much a go for the Knicks. They said LeBron was a go for the Lakers mid-season last year as well too. A lot of people said they didn't, but they did. The moment that he played the Lakers that Sunday night and they beat him by 30, he was looking up there saying, well, this is where I'll be next year. You can see it on his face. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. And, you know, KD done had some great nights in the Garden. I know he can't wait to have some more great nights in the Garden. And then you think about the roster that the Knicks are going to have. They got Dennis Smith at the point guard position. So, really, do you need Kyrie? But if Kyrie comes, more the merrier. Then Kyrie can actually be a two-guard in this situation. And then you got Durant, who's long and lengthy. Kevin Knox, who's all-around just glue type player. It's going to be, the Knicks will be scary if they're able to pull this off. And people, believe it or not, you could probably bring Zion off the bench in that situation if you're able to acquire talent like that. But we just have to see how it goes, man. The Knicks have to be smart here. And when they get the pick, they can't overdo this thing. You know what I mean? And we know that the owner is really good at overdoing things. That's what ruined Melo in New York. So let me go ahead. Let me get Cody Jansen on the phone real quick. Y'all give me one moment. Hello?
Hello?
Yep. Is this Cody Jansen from World Hockey Report on the Primetime Angles? What's going on?
That is not much. Yourself?
I'm well. You guys have to understand this is the voice, the play-by-play of what hockey team? Go ahead and let them know.
Hey, we're coming up on the cross season. That's the big one. Oh. We got Junior Hawks, Junior Rebels, pardon me, and Senior Warriors coming up. Lacrosse, that's the big one now.
Okay, so what's up with the hockey? Did they do well?
Oh, I mean, it was kind of a rough playoff, so we don't need to get that. But hey, no, I mean, yeah, we cover all the hockey stuff too, so that's awesome. I mean, NHL playoff time, it's best time to be a hockey fan, right?
Right. Well, that's what I'm seeing here too. School me, what's going on with the Lightning? People came on my show. Oh, the Lightning are like the Warriors of the NHL. They down 0-2. They was at home. So talk to me about that, Cody. What's going on?
They don't follow World Hockey Report, bro. They got to follow us. I mean, I've said it before. Kucherov, Stamkos, they're irrelevant in playoffs. Kucherov's a -6 last year. He's a -2 this year. And now he's suspended. He's got no points, no goals. They disappear in the playoff time. When things get tough, they disappear. They're the Toronto Raptors of the NHL. Like, of the NHL. You know, sure, they got a great regular season. Playoffs come around. I mean, they're not winning anything. Come on.
So they just carry on with tradition, you're saying, right?
Oh, it's the exact same thing.
Just carrying on with tradition.
The Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, yeah, sure, great regular season. That doesn't lift you a trophy.
Right. And you saw, and then you bring up Toronto today. I'm glad that you jumped on, but I want to get you on your cup of tea, hockey, before we get into the NBA, because I know that you were able to see what was going on today and everything like that.
Oh, of course, of course.
All right, so here we are. Okay, and I got the mic back on too. So we are back on air. Everybody who's listening on the TuneIn app, who's listening to the show live, but we are recording the show right now as well too. So you guys aren't going to miss anything. Even the 7 rings that it took for Cody to get on the phone for me. So, you know. Oops. No, it's okay. I felt like that person that calls you like just waiting on the answer machine. Because, you know, the customary is like after 4 rings, hang up. Because they done seen it.
I just had to get my shit together and get to the room here.
Understood. All right, so we're talking hockey and we're saying I'm gonna jump into it with you real quick. So they're down 0-2. So what's going on with the I see the Flames are a heavy favorite tonight. Do you think that they, what's their chances tonight? Do you think that they should take care of their business?
99.9%. I mean, man, if you watch the Flames, they're an absolute wagon of a team. Colorado played them tough in game one, but also that Calgary rink is so tough to play in. I mean, it's a Thunderdome. It's the Sea of Red is something like you'll never see in your life. And so for a young team like Colorado to get into there, so tough. I mean, that's they were such heavy favorites on the series. And it was such a lock too. So I mean, I know you're a big guy. You like to put a couple of bucks down out there too. And you know, I don't mind myself also. So everyone's like, oh, but like the odds are so bad. I'm like, yeah, but it's free money.
Right. And that's what people have to understand. Sometimes when you get into a chalky situation, you know the chalky situation is going to pay. So you're going to play the ticket. You want to cash the ticket. That's the winning ticket. That's when you can sit there and you don't have to twiddle your thumbs. You can go ahead. You can enjoy your weekend. You can just wait for the 4th game to be won. You go ahead and cash your ticket or you roll it over to the next series. It don't matter. It's about winning. That's what it's all about. So it doesn't matter about how much value it was. It's as long as you got the money to put the wager up and you're comfortable with it, you are good to go. That's what I say. So I'm pretty much saying I would think the Flames are a smart pick for
exactly.
You.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I feel like some people don't get. So
yeah, but you know, that's just people who are overcritical, who don't want to. They're not thinking in the terms of winning. You know what I mean? They're thinking in the terms of got to get the best value. If it's not a nickel 10, then it ain't no good. Well, you know, it don't work like that. The high rollers walk into casinos every day in Vegas and will play a -300 and put $30,000 on the joint. You know what I mean? Because they know that team is going to win, even though that's not even a great odds number. You know what I mean? Because if a team gets +280 or lower, hey, to me, they're alive, period, point blank. But then sometimes we can get cute, like you could have got cute today with the Magic. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, I'm feeling the Magic so much, and I know the Raptors never win game one. Come on. I was being generous today, Cody, and I played the Magic with the +9. I was being generous, thinking that the Raptors would figure out a way to win the game, and they still couldn't do it.
No, they're just a playoff team that, you know, I'm Canadian. They're Canada's basketball team. In playoffs, you don't cheer for them. They're going to let you down every year. It's like, I mean, it's the Blue Jays too. They just don't have that playoff grit, that playoff animosity that you need. They're a regular season team through and through.
Right. And that's what it looks like to me too. But I think with Kawhi Leonard, they'll be able to step it up. What happened was, it was young energy today. And that's what I said on the show Thursday night, that the Nets and Magic were going to be lively come Saturday, because they play with an energy and they've been in this spot all year, upsetting teams as a +7.5, as a +13, as a +12. They go ahead and they do that because they're a scrappy bunch of guys, period, on both of those teams. And everybody should know the Magic has a very good wealth of young talent that they've drafted over the years as well, too, that's now coming to fruition. You know, so nobody should be surprised about what occurred today in the game. It's just that these teams have to focus much better as they move forward, just like with the hockey as well, too. You got the Capitals up 2-0, but that was supposed to happen, right? And I'm guessing that the Stars and Predators is going to be a pretty good series as well, too, I'm guessing, correct?
That's a crazy one. I don't feel comfortable enough to put anything down on there. That's just such a back and forth series. It's like Vegas and San Jose too. I mean, it's so close that honestly, I honestly don't think anyone has the edge. That's the real tough part about it is, you know, if you are looking to place some money down on, who do you go with? There's no heavy favorite. No one's been better on home ice. Neither of the goalies have been better. So what do you really go with? Whereas, you know, tonight, let's say Boston and Toronto. Well, Boston doesn't lose back-to-back games too often. They're also pretty damn good at home. So, you know, game one was a little bit of a fluke. Easy money. They're up 4-1 right now.
And, well, from what Jeff said, Boston is not going to be good in this series. He said that they should be done by game six or so. So, we'll see. But the Bruins are up, and it looks like the value is there. Man, I got to get me a Flames jersey since you said that they're playing so good. Because, you know, like I said on the show the other night, man, they got the coolest name in all of hockey, the Flames. That's like the most relevant name to all the millennials, the Flames. Man, the Flame. And it was the Flames.
And Calgary, what a...
But they put the big C on everything, man. They got to have the Flames jersey. I'm looking for that.
It's the Vegas of the North.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Calgary's been around. It's not that I don't mention hockey much during hockey season, but I've been around. I've watched hockey for the last 20-some-odd years. So, you know, Calgary was always around, but, like, they were never, like, good. They were, like, I wouldn't say, like, the Clippers. They're, like, the Kings. You know what I mean? Like, they're there. You know what I mean? They're a team.
Yeah.
They'll be good sometimes. But from what I'm hearing that...
I feel you.
They had one of those coming of age seasons this year. And that's why hockey's so beautiful, because it seems like they get a team like that every single season. Vegas was the team last year. Well, you just mentioned it. You said Vegas. And Vegas has inspired the whole league that you don't have to worry about what they saying on paper, because hockey's wide open. As is. The players settle the game. They really do.
It's not NBA where you got 7 stars on one team. Everyone knows Golden State is going to be in their conference finals before this season even starts. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, sick league for the NBA. You can already predict it.
You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it kind of went out a little bit. Go ahead and say that again.
Oh, I was just going off on the NBA a little bit. I said, you know, there's no parity. Everyone knows before the season, Golden State, where are they going to be? They're going to be in the conference finals. Like, what's the point of even playing the regular season? 10 games of that actually matter. It's, you know, Houston, probably going to roll. OKC, yeah, they're good. I mean, back when LeBron was in the East, you knew whatever team he was on was going to get there.
Right, and the East is makes it so fun. It really does this year. Because you don't know who's coming from the East. You really don't. But it feels like what they're saying with the East, though, it's a sacrificial lamb. It was like this to Lakers when they won their third championship in a row. Nobody knew it was coming. You know what I mean? The Nets were good, but they were their teams felt like they were better in the East, you know? So, and Detroit was about a year away from being really good, you know? And I'm just saying, like, the NBA is such a... It's such a parody league because it's so youthful. That's the problem. And a lot of people just have to understand that part is that the league is almost Milwaukee, fixing itself.
Hit me with your thoughts on Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee is a team that is playing really good team basketball. That's what I'll say. And they doing it all around the Greek freak himself, Giannis. You know what I mean? And Giannis seems very focused on being a better player by the game. You know? And he wants greatness. That's the whole thing. And you can see him embracing it now. And then when you got LeBron out of the East, there you go. Now I got the king out of here. The big dog. I'm the big dog now. Because I got a team that's complete. That's the difference. And here we go back to my point of upperclassmen being successful in the NBA right away. Marcus Brogdon, even though he's hurt, he's so integral, so key to what they're doing. He spent all 4 years at Virginia and was a top player at Virginia. And it all shows. You can see it all. And that's why they've been very successful, because they've drafted well and they're coached very well. So that's why the Bucks are in the position that they are in now. They're the only team in the NBA that won 60 games this year. Nuts. That's nuts in itself. So you can tell that this is a team that's very focused on winning games, and they do it at a high clip when, you know, offensive wise, because they have a lot of shooters. You know, Chris Middleton is just another Michael Redd. He even wears Michael Redd's number, you know, and it all makes sense with them right now. The Bucks are a very good team, but they're not tested enough. And that's where the problem lies for them, in my opinion. I just think that the first round is going to be a breeze because they've crushed Detroit all year. But in this situation now, they're going to be in the position where they get to the second round and Boston's sitting there. Boston's licking their chops because they know Boston knows you can't beat us in Boston. And we can snatch one in Milwaukee. We can easily do that. You know, in Boston, regardless of them being the fourth seed, they're still the most dangerous team in the East, just simply because the coaching.
You know. You get any crazy futures that are in for NBA? Who's your pick? Who's your long-term?
Well, I'm going to go with the team that you said they don't root for in the North. I love Toronto still, just because the Kawhi Leonard factor. I picked them to be the dark horse winner of the NBA championship. I just feel like without LeBron there, it's like when the Yankees took a break in the early 90s and the Blue Jays came along. And see, you got to understand, they got like a Blue Jays type lineup up with the Raptors now. You know what I mean? Kawhi is like your Joe Carter. You feel what I'm saying? It's your chance. This is your chance. This is the opportunity right here. Because regardless of them losing today, like I said before, people have to understand you have to take it to Orlando immediately. You cannot let them go back and forth with you in a game. They've been like that all season. This team won they won the division and still are the seventh seed. You know, everybody ought to understand this is division champ versus division champ. This is unseen territory in the NBA. You know what I mean? In the first round. You know, so
one big difference maker I'll say on that. I mean, I'm hard on the Raps because they've just been trashed in playoffs before. Kyle Lowry has to be better. I think he was held scoreless today. It's a brutal performance. He really has to pull up his socks if they want any chance of getting out of this series and making a run. Because if he holds up, he can shoot the deep ball. He can shoot the three. He can, drag along some defenders, and that'll open up room down low in the paint. You know, you got guys like Siakam who can do some damage.
Right. And Siakam, I was impressed with him today. But you're right. Kyle Lowry has to score something. Kyle Lowry scores 7 points. They win the game. See, that's the difference. See, it starts to become, everything's magnified in the playoffs. Everything. And that's what people have to understand, is that everything is magnified. And boom, here we go. Another play for the clients is going to cash right now. That's the under 234 Clippers Warriors.
Let's go.
I knew that was going to happen because the Warriors was going to figure out a way to roll the Clippers. I thought the Clippers could cover the 13, but that ain't going to happen. It looks like they're going to lose the game by 17. And then the ref's not even going to call the foul. Like, I'm ready to go home. We've been running up and down the court for the last 48 minutes. I'm good. I'm done. I'm through.
Hey, sometimes you got to throw in the towel, too.
Right. These guys got dates to get to after the game, man. Come on, man.
Who's Philly Pete picking for the NHL? Who's he taking?
Philly Pete. Philly Pete was on Lightning as well, too, I think. And then he talked about the Flames extensively as well, too, just like you did. He said that they got a good opportunity. And, this is why I wanted Philly Pete on tonight. But don't worry, we're going to get you guys together and get the battle of the minds going. The North versus the Northeast, you know? The North versus the East, you know? But really, y'all like together, so you're right above each other. Isn't Philly kind of close to Toronto, too? No.
That's New York. I mean, I'm not by Toronto, but we're still Canada, right? We'll call it.
Where you at? My bad.
Up Alberta, Edmonton. So, I'm a good little drive. Good little drive. Closer to Calgary. I mean, I'm 3 hours away.
That's, so you're an Oiler.
No. Flames guy.
Oh, I got you.
Oh yeah.
Well, the Oilers, you know, their time has been over for a while.
I'd get a Flames game if tickets didn't cost $400 to sit in the upper bowl.
Oh wow. Wow, that's what's going on at Edmonton.
It's crazy. It's insane. I mean, to get tickets into Calgary, like, I think Thursday night, the cheapest you're probably looking at, like, $250 for a bowl tonight, $400.
Wow. Well, it's lit. That's what happens when you can sense a championship. And I know Canada wants to put up that trophy. It's been a while. When was the last time Canada won a Stanley Cup? It seemed like they won it every year when I was a kid.
1993.
Oh man. And you know what though? I'm gonna answer this trivia question because I know the answer. The Montreal Canadiens beating the LA Kings, am I correct?
Oh yeah.
Patrick Roy and it was funny when they took the Kings' soul out at the Forum. Like, they literally just took their soul away. It was crazy because they was up like 2-0. Gretzky over there smooth with it. And then they just took their soul. Give it to me.
But sometimes.
The way they got to it was an epic run for the Kings when they got to that Stanley Cup. So everybody had this idea the Kings would win, you know? And pretty much that didn't happen because the Canadians are like the Yankees of Stanley Cups, correct? They got a lot of them, right?
Only 26.
I know. And if anybody's mad, it's them. Come on. The team is named after the country. You know? We are the Canadians. We are the North. Montreal was the North before the North.
Who are you playing for baseball this year? MLB, what are you looking for futures? It's kind of a toss-up, eh? Like, there's some teams that'll compete this year.
Well, I like the Dodgers with the 6-1. You know, you got to always throw in the Yankees and the Red Sox because, you know, they got to make sure that they're a part of everything. But a dark horse team for you, it's funny that I'm going to throw them out here like this, but I think the Brewers might have a shot, man, if they can just channel everything like they did last year. Because the Brewers are always a tough team because who they have. Their lineup is really good. But a team that I wished could just step up and be better because they got two of the best players in all of baseball is the Anaheim Angels. Anaheim whatever they want to be called, but they're in Orange County. So pretty much they're Anaheim, the Anaheim Angels to me. I even go back and call them the California Angels if I want to. But the Angels need to be better. And I would say that could be a skinny future for you right there too, if this team can ever just put it together. That's the whole thing. If they can get a major league type streak going, you know, where they realize who they are, because Mike Trout's the best player in all of baseball. Albert Pujols is about 5 years, about a decade removed from being the best player in baseball, but he's still very, very reliable. That's the whole thing. He still can hit a baseball out 500 feet. So I just say they have to be better. So they have to figure out a way to get pitching, but I don't know. When you give Trout $430 million, it's going to be a while before he can get some pitching. You know, top dollar pitching.
That West is tough, though. I mean, that AL West, like, they're not playing in the Central. Your bottom team in there is Texas. Like, it's, wow, what a ride. I like the Milwaukee one. I mean, I'm a Cubs guy. So, if I'm talking baseball, it hurts. Is that NL Central? Like, yes, the Cubs should be up there every year. But Milwaukee, they always seem to play good ball at home. I'm not sure what's in that brewer water. Probably a little bit of beer in there, something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe some piss. I don't know. But they're good at home, man. Like, the Brewers, I like it. That's a... I would not be afraid.
Yeah, the Brewers are very, very dangerous. That's all I can say. And then you know who else is surprising, and they'll probably be a team that's going to be an annoyance for the Yankees and the Red Sox this year, is the Rays, man. The Rays have a tricky situation going. They're not even running. Half the time, they don't even throw a starter out there. So, you know, they're throwing a relief. They're like, relief pitcher, let's do it. We're going to run six pitchers out here tonight. Wow.
Want to know the Rays' best advantage? Mm-hmm. They got no home field. Got no home field. Their fans don't give a shit. They don't even go up to games. So what happened? The Rays love playing on the road. They There you go. I don't hate the Rays make noise either.
Well, you know, they're playing good now, but see, everybody got to understand, everybody get a month. That's the whole thing in Major League Baseball. Everybody gets a month. Everybody gets a month to be good. That's it, and that's all. Don't ask me for nothing else. It's that simple. So,
I think you give a middle, you know, middle of May. Middle of May, you can tell a lot of this.
Yeah, I think, but to me, it's middle of, in my opinion, it's middle of June. From what I've seen over the last few years, like, we'll get to mid-May and the team will be like, damn, they're really good. They got like 30 wins and like 15 losses, right? Then you look up and the team is like 80, is like 75 and like 90. You know what I mean? Like, what happened here? Oh, they ran into that 11-game road trip and they only won two games out of it. Then they dropped another 4 out of 6 at home, you know, and then it just begins. It all depends on how healthy you are as well, too. You know what I mean? But you are right, though. Mid-May is when people start separating themselves. It really is. Like, the good teams need to really start getting good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they don't want to get too far behind. You don't want to be in July in fourth place. You really don't. Unless you're playing in a division that's like a game apart. Like the NL West is most seasons over the last few years. But the Dodgers seem to keep winning the division. Because they're boys of the summer. July, August are some of their strongest months. So that's what I'm saying. Like, who's going to be the new team that's coming into the playoffs this year? I think it's going to be fairly redundant. I think that it's just going to be the same teams. The only division you say, what's the one where you say, okay, it's tough to gauge who's coming out of here? It's going to be the NL Central. You know, like, because they are very, very deep. But then you look at the AL Central and you're like, well, the Indians can go ahead and lose 80 games this year and still win the division by 10. Even though Minnesota, from what Jeff said, could be good.
That AL East is crazy. Also, we're speaking of Brewers. Former Brewer, shout out Chris Davis, ripping it up. 10 jacks so far for Oakland.
the A's. They're kind of cruising, but also for division, yeah, the AL East. I mean, there's some teams that can seriously compete in there. And I mean, you obviously got the Red Sox and the Yankees. But if Tampa's gonna, you know, ruffle some feathers out there, not bad, not bad.
Right. And it's gonna be fun. Baseball is gonna be fun this year. That's all I can say is that baseball
always
is gonna
is.
Be
always that.
And it's the most hey, you get to bet this sport for 4 or 5 months straight, man. You get a bevy of games to work with, and you should have no complaints. No complaints.
As long as you're following the right expert, the right Kappa.
Right. Exactly. You know, and that's what I say. You know, I can't win them all, but I'm gonna get you value. That's what it's all about. That's what all I worry about is getting the value plays. That's what it's all about. So, pretty much, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I thank you so much, Cody, for coming in tonight, man. You were absolute gem, brother. I can't wait to get you here with Philly Pete and the crew and Jeff. And we can all sit up in here and talk some more hockey and everything like that. Y'all can put me up on games so I know where to go. And it's like, Prime, you should know all the sports by saying we got other people that keep me in tune to everything. You know what I mean? So that's what we do. We got to find the rugby guy next.
Well, I don't know any of those.
Look,
but, yeah,
it was funny years
ago. I'm your guy.
Look, years ago, was it rugby or was it Aussie League football? We had a guy that came into the room, or we had a little room that we had. He was really giving us Aussie League games, and they had put it up on the website, Cap Sports and everything. It was like, bro, like seriously, the New Zealand, you know, like Sea Lions or some shit like that. I have no fucking idea what was going on with this team. You know what I mean? Like, I have no studying about this, so we just, it's like just throwing money in the well, huh?
Hoping for the best.
Right, throwing money in the well,
yeah,
hoping
NHL
that
NHL picks, dude. I'm telling you, I mean, me and Adam, World Hockey Report, we got some good nothing. If you listen to our show, I mean, hey, you're not surprised. You probably put a little bit of money down, maybe even a bar down. Like, hey, it's not afraid. Chuck out a sheet. Some of those teams, not as obvious as you think. Team like Tampa, I'm not sold.
Thank you, because I wasn't really, I didn't like all that chalk either. I didn't like the whole, every world, sometimes people start mushing teams, man, and it's really not good. And then they're going to mush the other way when we get to, who's Tampa Bay playing again?
Columbus.
Okay, well, they're going to start mushing the other way for Columbus once they get to Ohio. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Sam, slow and steady wins that race. But yes, chuck some futures on Calgary right now. I mean, Mike Smith, 944 goalie last time he was in the playoffs. He's going to be hot. I mean, they're beating Colorado. So if you can still find someone who's going to take your money to bet on that series, yeah, not afraid to hand him a sheet right now.
Well, while my Vegas listeners go run to the window, get your future. Go to the Westgate. Go to Superbook.
That's all. That window.
Pound that window, baby. All right, this is the Primetime Angles radio show with your boy, the Primetime Capper Pop DiBiase, with my man Cody Jansen from the World Hockey Report coming in tonight to be our Saturday night co-host, you know, and I thank him very much. And once again, you guys make sure to listen to his show as well on 12 Ounce Sports Radio, and that's the World Hockey Report. And then they also got some lacrosse going on for you guys as well too. And you guys can follow him on the Twitter. Go ahead and give me your Twitter.
World Hockey RPT, short and sweet.
All right, and then you guys can also follow him at Cody Jansen as well too. Don't you guys think Cody Jansen? You know, so
oh, yeah.
If guys
Jenner
got 31. Questions for you. All right, perfect. All right, I thank you guys so much for listening tonight. You guys have a beautiful night, and we are out.
Beauty.